Well, it's your sixth annual already. You know, usually having a second annual means you're doing all right, and it will continue. So you're doing something right to have six.
Yeah, we still have volunteers coming back. The station is still on the air, so that pretty much says it all right there.
Well, you know, you pick a good holiday to have it on.
Everybody likes to have a Guinness on, say, on St. Patrick's Day. We you know, we try to stay at
a Guinness?
Well, starting
maybe,
off with.
Maybe a couple.
But it's nice to have something on the actual day. A lot of people do it the day before or the week before, but and get outside.
We should honestly figure out a way to switch the calendar so that March 17th was always a Saturday.
They do that with a lot of holidays for Mondays. Yeah, I like that idea.
Well, tell me about Sunday's merriment. What do you have on tap?
Well,
oh, well, see, there was a beer thing there.
But a beer pond.
One-track mind here.
Well, you know, we're going to have the shortest sidewalk parade. It's about 2.5 blocks from the campus building. It's going to go parade down Lake to Barstow to the Acoustic Cafe.
Has that grown every year, and is it noisy?
It's getting noisier, and it's growing every
year. Well,
that's
good.
Yeah,
that's good.
And the weather helps. You know, we've had good weather every year. So, but I bet you we have over 100, maybe 130, 150 people this year. And we'll
now, who can be in the parade? Anybody?
Any person, any age. Actually, it goes from 5 years old up to about 85. Mm-hmm. I think that's what the head count we took last year is about that. We look for the oldest and the youngest.
So there's a lot of people out there who have watched a lot of parades but have probably sat back and said, you know, I've never been in a parade. Start small. This is the way to start small.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And it's a sidewalk, so you don't have to worry about being out in the road. Anybody can walk 2.5 blocks, pretty much.
Do you have people watching the parade? In which case, it would be kind of jammed there on the sidewalk.
Well, you know, we were across from the bus transfer station. There's a parking lot with a nice wooden fence. People sit on that.
That's where you start.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, right at 405 South Farwell Street.
And, that's cool.
We meet in the parking lot.
And that starts when?
12:30 it takes off. Gather at 12:15.
All right.
Leave at 12:30, and we'll be at the Acoustic about 12:40. Very sure.
You'll still have a lot of energy left
to say the least.
Yeah, to partake in the merriment. Okay, so what happens at the Acoustic Cafe?
Well, once you're dressed in green and you're over there,
we'll
start off with getting everybody rallied up, do a little dancing, get everybody to stand up and sing along with the Cattail String Band. It's an all-women string band.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll play from 1 to 4. The downtown merchants have donated merch for us to auction off.
All right.
So, and all the proceeds from that, and it's going to be given to the station, so we'll have that. There'll be Guinness. They're coming up with an Irish menu at the Acoustic.
Ah.
So that'll be interesting, a little Irish menu special for us for that day.
What else is Irish other than corned beef and cabbage?
Irish soda bread.
Irish stew.
Got to have a few shamrock cookies.
Got to.
You know.
Yeah.
And then, you know, being that we're here, we got to have a little mint brownie bars.
Oh, okay. See, now I am coming. Now, everybody's name begins with O apostrophe on St. Patrick's Day.
Yes, they do. So everybody's Irish on St. Patrick's Day. So wear your green and white and orange of some version, and you're in.
Mm-hmm.
And we've got a new variety of Wise St. Patrick's Day shirts.
Cool. And green?
Yes, green with shamrocks.
Who gets those?
Well, we're going to door prize a couple of those away.
Okay.
If you come up, we also have, we ask people to bring a limerick. So the best limerick.
Sure. All right.
We'll win one of those shirts.
Mm-hmm.
And anybody that wants to come and play a song, where there'll be breaks in between the sets, they want to come up and play their favorite Irish tune or sing something or a joke, limerick, we'll have them come up.
Cool.
It's sort of a family affair. It's a young crowd of kids and families, so we try to get them all involved in one way or another. And then at the same time, it's a fundraiser for Wise Radio.
How are things going there? Any new wrinkles you want to talk about?
We've got our new soundboard now, so we bought a new soundboard. We've always had used equipment or rented or something or give it away, and now we've got a new soundboard, so that's a big plus.
So WHYS, Wise Radio, is an all-volunteer place.
Are
you always in need of volunteers?
Always, yeah. We can always use volunteers.
In what capacities?
Well, DJs. You can always use more people to put on new shows.
Okay.
Helping out at this kind of an event.
Mm-hmm.
We have two big fundraisers a year. We have the Bluegrass Festival in the summer in August, and then we have the St. Patrick's Day one. People can help the day of, or they can help collect gifts that merchants give out. But just generally promoting it, there's lots of little things. People do the PSAs, or they do announcements, and there's lots of recording that can be done. There's lots of different things that the board takes on volunteers to help them with certain projects.
And where are you located on the dial?
96.3 on your FM dollar. Dollar? Dial.
There's a one-track mind. He's already
fundraising on my head. Yeah, so we're trying to, we're just trying to keep the station. Nobody gets paid at Wise Radio. It's all a labor of love.
Mm-hmm.
So the money that we raise strictly pays for the rent, musical licensing, internet, heat, lights, telephone, just the basics. And that's where it all goes back into the station. So anything that we ask at the door for a donation, we're not charging admission. Whatever you can afford helps keep the radio on the air. So that's why we don't charge, and that's why we're having these silent auctions, just to raise awareness for the station, but also to raise some money to keep the station afloat.
How wide is your signal? Where can people get your station?
If you go online, you can stream it anywhere.
All right.
But it usually covers about 10 square miles. I live about 11 miles from here. I can just get it. And it's funny because I have a clock radio that picks it up, clears the bell, really old clock radio for whatever reason.
Best.
Just picks it up like it's
They have antennas there. In them.
Yeah.
We'll explain what an antenna is on our next show, folks.
Really.